And I guess some people might be listening to this and think, well, he wasn't saying this stuff in public. It was all just for private Cameo videos. It was just a joke, really. Why does all of this matter? What would you say to that?
I think his use of Cameo is really intelligent, actually. He knows what people want from it, and he has a relationship with the people who are buying videos. He makes reference to something called Big Chungus when he's asked to kind of do like internet memes, because it's something from years ago when he first started.
Yeah.
Big Chungus, the true Sigma, says vote reform.
It's a way for him to build a relationship with voters, in particular maybe younger voters, he thinks, because while the videos themselves might be private in the sort of overall content of them, these videos do get shared. They get propagated on social media platforms by the people who receive them, who are chuffed to have got a funny message from someone that they view as perhaps inspiring, or just, you know, look at what politicians are willing to do and say for money and the daft things you can get a man in his 60s to say.
So it's not only free publicity, it's publicity he is paid to make. And this latest investigation of yours comes just a couple of months after your last investigation into Nigel Farage, along with our colleague Dan Boffey, which found that more than 30 former schoolmates of Nigel Farage, as well as teachers from the school he attended in South London, accused him of using racist and anti-Semitic language, as well as bullying younger children. And you know, he's changed his story a little bit on that over time, but ultimately he said he never intended to upset anybody and that anyway, it was a long time ago. And I just wonder, what insight do you think these Cameo messages give into Farage the man now, Farage the leader of the Reform Party?
I think the video shows what he's willing to say for money, ultimately, and what he's willing to do for money. And this is someone who wants to be the next prime minister. So what he's willing to do and say for money is obviously very relevant today. What the videos show in that regard is someone who is willing to wink and reference to far-right phrases, who seems blasé enough to not do the basic enough research when given all the details about a group of Canadian neo-Nazis, and to give ringing endorsements of the activities of someone convicted of violent disorder in summer riots. And then there's all the other questions about his character more personally in terms of the offensive things that he's willing to say and repeat. And if you want to be prime minister, making offhand, flippant, misogynistic or transphobic references isn't necessarily the character that people would want to vote for. And when you contrast it to our stories about his time at Dulwich, well, his defense there, when I was a teenager, this happened a long, long time ago. These videos are during his political career. And so he knows what you can and can't say, what's offensive. And then he's continuing to do it to make huge amounts of money as an MP. And the time that he's spending on those videos, the fact he's up at 5:30 on the day of the election recording videos. If you're one of his constituents, are you wondering, if I want to get a message from him, do I need to pay him on Cameo?
Yeah.
I think it goes back to that question of, here's what he will say for money. So what's he going to say for power?
Henry, thank you very much.
Thank you, Helen.
That was Henry Dyer, The Guardian's investigations correspondent. You can read his reporting on Nigel Farage, which he did together with data correspondent Michael Goodyear, at theguardian.com. And you can watch a full video of this episode on YouTube. This episode was produced by Eleanor Biggs and Eli Block and presented by me, Helen Pidd. Sound design was by Rhea McNamara. Video production was by James Tyndale. And the executive producers were Huma Khalili and Sammy Kent. We'll be back later today with the latest.
This is The Guardian.